my children find a way from yours, please. Rise to a new day with each of us sold to keep. Hello, and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And tonight I have a surprise. This is going to be a real interesting show. I have two guests. I have Scotty Littlestar, who has been on before, and she works at the Center for the New Age in Sedona. So welcome, Scotty.
Hi.
Hi. And I also have John Livingston on, who is a real-life exorcist. And he has written a book on this. This is going to be really wild. I think we're going to have a great time. So welcome, John.
Yeah, thank you, Valerie.
You bet. This is going to be a lot of fun, listeners. Let me give the call-out numbers first. If you want to call in and speak live to either Scotty or John or myself, it's 1-877-876-5227. That's USA. And Canada is 888-810-8322. And again, those numbers are 877-876-5227 for the US and 888-810-8322 for Canada. And international direct is 530-876-3222. And again, the international number is 530-876-3222. Now, I'm going to give each of my guests a little time to introduce themselves, and then we'll get right into the topic. So, ladies first. Scotty, go ahead and tell people about yourself, if you would, please.
Well, I am a spiritual psychic and an open channel for spirit, so I deal with multidimensional levels of consciousness. I actually have the ability to see into other realms, animals, dolphins, fairies, angels, passed over relatives, past life relatives, and even space beings.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. And John, how about yourself?
Valerie, I'm a spiritual counselor and a shamanic healer and an exorcist. And I've been removing, clearing people of spirit entities or ghosts and demons for some 10 years and clearing people of dark extraterrestrials for the past 3 years, ever since I came to Sedona, actually.
Well, it's a good place to do it.
It is a good place to do it.
Yeah. Well, what I wanted to talk about today, and I think that everybody's going to find this fairly interesting, is that we have a lot of entities that are disturbing people. They're disturbing people on major levels right now. And what brought this up for me is that the last week before I went on vacation, I had to clear three people of entities when they came into my office. So that got me to thinking. And it was quite interesting to hear that Coast to Coast had something on last night about exorcisms. So what I wanted to do is kind of a little panel discussion here and kind of get the listeners a better idea of how do they tell if they're being affected by an entity, of someone who's passed over or demonic or any of that kind of stuff. But what do you guys see as some of the symptoms of people that come in to see you? And again, let's go with Scotty first, and then we'll go with you, John.
Well, I'm not sure if you what you mean as far as like spirit possession, because I don't normally see that. I will see the energy or the entity around the person or standing very close to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
so go ahead
and tell
people what that's like.
If I feel a dark energy, I will actually ask if it's not of the Christ vibration. Actually, I don't even ask. I command that whatever energy I'm picking up, if it's not of the Christ vibration, to leave my client's presence and to go out at least 50 miles and forbid it from ever returning. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of different vibrations out there, and so not all of them are, demonic or even of the highest vibrations like ascended masters. There's varying types of entities. There's a lot of beings who were human, and when they died and crossed over, if they were, say, an alcoholic or a drug addict or even a sex addict, they may stay close to the earth's energies looking for someone else who does exactly what their addiction was because they miss the earth plane, they miss physicality so much that they'll stay close to the earth looking for anyone that they can get into their auric field with and enjoy what that person is doing, or even get into their physical body and enjoy that addiction that they're into. Mm-hmm. So this is one of the things that I see. And people can pick up these type of entities from being in bars, if they're in a weakened state in a hospital, hanging out with a lot of people that are lower or negative or doing their own addictions, that kind of thing. This is what draws entities to people. And they can actually even get into a person just with their own thinking. If they're thinking negative all the time, it can draw a being to them. And because if any being can pull that person off their path, then they've won. Because that person usually has contracts with helping other people on a soul level reach Christ consciousness or at least raise their consciousness. And if they can break that contract with somebody else who may have an agreement with a lot of people, then they've affected a lot of the men, they've actually affected many rather than just that one that they pulled off their path. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And then John, what do you see?
Well, spirit entities have one intent, and that is to be comfortable with a human being and to use their energy to be comfortable, whereas demons have the intent to create fear and chaos in a person's life, and that's their task. People have to open up to them. People have to open a doorway to these beings before they can attach to their energy body. I dislike the word possession also because I don't believe it truly states what's happening, but I see it as an attachment of these beings to the energy body of the human being. But spirit entities or ghosts cause low energy levels in people, mood swings. They hear inner voices speaking, can cause an addiction, impulsive behaviors, memory problems, concentration problems, a sudden onset of depression, or emotional problems that have no particular origin, whereas demons can cause a person to become or feel physically tired or exhausted. Mm-hmm. They can have a pervading sense or fear that something bad is going to happen to them. Mm-hmm. Their lives seem to be falling apart for no particular reason. All of a sudden they start falling apart as if their life is being destroyed by some inner workings and of some unknown origin. They may be driven to do terrible things, things they know are wrong. Mm-hmm. They may be driven to hurt someone, or they may be ordered by inner voices to do something that is wrong, illegal, or otherwise hurts people.
Yeah, see, I've seen a lot of that stuff in my practice, and, you know, most of my listeners know I have 30 years as an RN, and, you know, of course, I had to go through all these things, and then being a doc, you know, I see people walking in with all kinds of things, too. But I'll never forget being in the mental health ward as part of my rotation and seeing that there were all these people who really had demonic possession. I mean, there was no doubt. And, I mean, you know, you're talking the movie The Exorcist. Whew, boy.
Yes.
I didn't see any pea soup, though.
No, I've never seen projectile vomiting either.
Yeah.
I've seen spitting up and spitting of mucus that collects.
Mm-hmm.
But not projectile vomiting.
Yeah,
I don't
seen
know
them
if people
do strange
know the real
things,
story behind The Exorcist. That actually occurred to a little boy who was about 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And the priest came and were working with him, even tied to the bed for months.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until someone actually brought a statue of Archangel Michael into the room. And, of course, we all know that Archangel Michael is the head of all the angels and the protector. And that somehow helped bring Archangel Michael's energy into the room, and it made the demon that was in that little boy actually say what they needed to do to get it out of him. And he said, you have to say in the name of Dominos, which means in the name of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what they did, and it was actually Archangel Michael who kicked that demon out of that little boy's body. But it was taken months and months, because I don't think the priest actually really knew how to do it.
They never did. And actually, the Archangel Michael taught me the words to use when he removed a demon from me and said, this is what your trouble's always been, and I'm going to show you how to do it, and you'll be able to do this with other people, which has been proven so.
How did that happen, or how what did he tell you to say?
He said to use a bubble to encapsulate the demon or the spirit entity and then say, I command in the name of God that the spirit entity or demon attached to this person release their hold on him or her and step away from them now, and then to call on the archangels Michael and Uriel to take the demon to the place of confinement, which was a place that was established, it was written about in the Book of Enoch.
Mm-hmm.
So it was established by Creator for demons to go to as a holding place for them. So it's a place that's been used for thousands and thousands of years to confine demons. I added to that a large crystal, an Atlantean crystal there, that the Archangel Michael puts demons into, and then they are disintegrated to their photon, to their smallest quantum part, and they're sent to an audience with Creator, who then decides what to do with that energy, because demons are just energy, just as ghosts are.
You know, that's interesting, because, you know, my healing room that I have here, I have a big Peruvian tourmaline in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
It's a spirit crystal, and there's a guardian of that crystal.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons I have it here, and Dr. Fred Bell sold it to me and suggested that I put it in there, it's to get the negative energy as it comes off the people.
Yes, and you can hold that in a crystal and then clear it.
Yeah, and it's been quite interesting because the archangels come in, you know, and they help me with what I do, and they tend to clear that crystal and to just take whatever being is there, you know, and just kind of take them up through the portal there, and, you know, it's
uh-huh.
over. I don't have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of nice. So before we go any further, I wanted to tell the listeners, if they are too shy to call in, it's okay. All you have to do is go click on the player where it says show or hide and put show. Just click on show, and it's on the left-hand side of the BBS site there. And then click on the fast chat. There's, if you look underneath the call-in speak live, there's chat live in the BBS My Chat Rooms and quick chat in the BBS Fast Chat. Just go ahead and click on that BBS Fast Chat, and then your questions will come up, and I can read them, and we will ask our guests here to answer the questions. And just make sure that you address either Scotty or John or myself, Dr. Valerie, and we'll answer your questions. So so now, guys, this is really bringing a lot of thoughts to my mind. You know, we've talked about the movie The Exorcist and that it was based on a real-life story.
Mm-hmm.
There was also the, what was that, the something of Emily Rose, the possession of Emily Rose or something?
Audrey Rose. Audrey Rose.
Yeah, okay.
Emily.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they said that was a true story also.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, I had somebody come in, I had quite a few people come in last week that I kind of looked askance at. And I looked at them, and I knew that their problem was really not physical.
Mm-hmm.
I knew the problem was because something was attached to them and was sucking their energy. And then I heard from a friend of mine who does a lot of these removals, and by the way, he uses your book, John. He's the one who told me about you, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that one of the things that he's found is that these entities can get at you from sitting on the toilet, just doing your business, or standing in the shower over the drain and things like that. And he said they attack you in your base chakra, and so you start having pain in the lower back, and you go to the chiropractor, and it doesn't get any better, and, you know, things start going awry in your life. And he said these things are just, you know, just popping up everywhere. And, of course, in Sedona we have a lot of this stuff.
They are, but I feel that a person has to open a personal doorway, such as negative thoughts about others or negative thoughts about themselves, using drugs or alcohol,
mm-hmm.
which is a natural psychic doorway that entities can enter, or emotional outbursts of hatred or rage or revenge targeted on someone. Something like that has to be open in order for them to come in. Then they do use those openings. The chakras are a typical opening that they come into. And as Will said, the base chakra or the genitals are an obvious opening that are used by entities.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, too, I think one of the questions that's probably in a listener's mind is, well, how much alcohol? Are you talking about somebody getting drunk or somebody just having a glass of wine with dinner?
Well, people have tested me and asked me to determine that for them, and I told them this isn't a moral issue. That some people, it's just a sip, just the smell of the fumes And with other people, they can have a glass of wine,
mm-hmm.
and it's of no import. It depends whether it's a natural part of your life or whether you're using it as, say, an escape or a numbing agent. That makes a difference, and I'm not being judgmental about this.
Sure.
It appears to make a difference.
Who you're hanging out with. You don't have to necessarily be an alcoholic. If you are living with somebody or hanging out with somebody all the time that is an alcoholic, you can be a dry drunk and not even have a sip.
Yes,
because of the energy. And
that's very true.
I might offer a little flip side of the coin as far as what you said, John, about calling it to you or being open. My own personal belief is that there's so many different ways that spirit possession or even entities attacking us can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going into what a lot of people might want to call the end times, the end of the old era, moving into the new era, the gnashing of the teeth that you hear about in the Bible, that the lower negative vibrational energies or entities are doing their darndest to stay alive, so to speak, to stay conscious or in our auric field or on this planet. And so you're going to even have people that don't drink, that don't do drugs, that don't
yeah.
have sex addictions, that these entities will try to attack, because the greater the light, the greater it draws them to that person, because if they can, again, take them off their path, then they've affected not just that one person, but many that person was here to help.
Well, that's really true, and it's commonly light workers that the demons are attacking.
Mm-hmm.
And, priests or ministers often think, well, I'm immune from all of this. But if you open any kind of a doorway to them, you are definitely not immune.
Well, I actually had what I feel was either a devil or a demonic energy. God, it was years and years ago, but it was here in Sedona, and
mm-hmm.
I was in the shower, and it was actually, you know, as you were talking about, Valerie, about the different chakras, or especially the lower base chakras,
mm-hmm.
I can't remember if they were yellow or red, but a pair of eyes appeared to me on the wall of my shower at
mm-hmm.
about, I think, navel level,
mm-hmm.
about the level of my navel. And I didn't get freaked out or anything. I guess I just instantly responded, because all of a sudden I said, in the name of Jesus the Christ, be gone. And it was gone.
Uh-huh.
And I've never, ever had it come back. So
that's
I guess
good.
If, there,
like
if they
to,
can
I
play
like
upon fear, that's one thing. But
place.
I wasn't afraid. I just said, in the name of Jesus the Christ, be gone. And that was the end of it. And I've never had that experience again or since then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like to send ghosts to a portal of light. I like to call on the Archangel Gabriel to open a portal of light and to send an angel down to take the spirit entities or ghosts to that portal of light and to call on them to do that.
Yeah, I found out, I was telling Scotty earlier at dinner, that I find it quite fascinating, John, that what you do is what's basically what I have been doing too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just that my guidance had taught me to do, you know, as these things came up. And I think, you know, when you call in the archangels, it's so much easier, you know, because those are the big guns.
Yes,
you know?
They are. And that's part of their job. That really is truly part of their job and part of their desire to help. But they cannot interfere with the free will that's been chosen by ghosts or spirit entities to stay here on Earth, until a human being acts as an intermediary and calls the angels in.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember the story about the two little boys that were visiting their father in his apartment? The parents were divorced. And when the two little boys were put to bed that night, they were in the same bed, and they were laying on their backs and looking up at the ceiling in the dark, and a whole slew of faces and demonic energies came through. And they suddenly remembered, especially the littlest one, I think, is the one that remembered, that his mother said, if you ever get scared, call upon your angels to come and help you. And both boys started yelling out, you know, angels, come help us, angels, we need you. And all of a sudden, there was this bright light that just went whoosh right through the whole ceiling. And all the energies, the negative lower vibrational energies that they were picking up on and seeing, these demonic beings, were just gone. You ever see that story? It was on TV a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is really good. And I work with parents of children who have night terrors, and usually it's like a demon that perched at the end of their crib screaming at them.
Mm-hmm.
And the children can be taught to call on the Archangel Michael, to come and to bring them light.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a real important thing for parents to know. So listeners, I hope you're taking note of this. This stuff is real. And, you know, it doesn't matter whether you believe in it or not. The fact is that it happens.
Yeah.
And there are enough of us out there that see this stuff and see it, you know, from different angles and may see the actual entities that are doing these things and have experienced, you know, being around people who have been beset upon by these things. And, you know, so if you've got kids at home and they're telling you that they see demons or devils or something like that, you better be believing them, you know.
Yes.
Pay attention and, you know, call in the Archangel Michael and teach the kids to do that.
And I'd like to make a point, too, because it's not always, you know, as we think, demonic or of the devil or whatever. You could have anybody, when they die and cross over,
oh, yeah.
wherever their consciousness
yeah.
is will determine where they're going to go when they cross over. And
oh,
if
yeah,
they
absolutely.
So loved earth's pleasures, such as the drinking, drugs, alcohol, or sex addictions, even gambling addictions, any kind of an addiction that they so love so much, they're going to hang as close to the earth as possible looking for someone else that has what they loved doing so that they can get into their auric field or into their bodies to re-experience earth's pleasures. So it's very easy to pick up any kind of a being,
mm-hmm.
even a human that has died and crossed over, just because they want to re-experience the pleasure of being, you know, feeling what they felt when they were getting high in the physical.
Well, yeah, it can also be that they just love the person. Like I had a guy that sat in front of me this last week, and I was looking at him, and within the first 5 minutes, I saw him turn into a skeleton in front of my eyes, and I went, whoa, that's a little odd. I wasn't expecting that. And then I looked a little further, and I saw these two dark beings hanging on his aura, like sucking at his neck. And I said, you want to get rid of those? And he said, yeah. So we went in the room, and I could feel their anxiety and their terrible fear. And I said, relax, I'm not going to hurt you. You're not going to be destroyed. You know, I'm just going to take you into the light here and let you go and get your own next life. You know, you don't have to be afraid of this. And I took him in and, you know, called in the archangels, and poof, they were gone.
Yeah.
And, you know, Gabriel opened up the portal and escorted them away. And turned out it was relatives that were doing that, his
mm-hmm.
mother and grandmother.
You know, and I'm glad you brought that up because I have a mentor, she's 83 years old, who told me this story from years ago, too, that there was a girl she was working with who actually seemed to have a lot of experiences of near death. I mean, she almost fell off a cliff, and she almost had a car accident where she could have gotten killed. There was all these different little experiences. And she finally went to my friend and asked her if she could figure out what was going on. And she had her stay with her overnight. And the girl came to her one night and said, the energy is here. And when she went into the room to confront this, when my friend went into the room, it was literally throwing things around. There was stuff flying through the air.
Uh-huh.
And so she confronted this energy and found out that it was her father who had died and that he had felt so bad when he was alive because he had abused his young girl. I mean, I think like sexually abused.
Uh-huh.
And he had abused her. And then once he got onto the other side, he saw the error of his ways, and he wanted her to forgive him. And so what he thought in his twisted mind was he thought that if he could get her onto the other side, that he could, you know, work with her and get her to forgive him and everything would be okay. So he was literally trying to bring her onto the other side because he needed forgiveness. And
yeah,
my friend actually said that, you know, she forgives you, you've got to stop doing this, you know, this could kill her and you don't want that, you know, she forgives you. It left her alone, and it was actually her father.
And I've worked with, removed a number of parents from both children and from adults that the parents stayed in order to, because the parent died when the child was very young, and they stayed in order to protect the child, but they never left.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that can create problems later on. One woman came to me when she was 55, and she was quite overweight. And she said, people are telling me I look just like my mother and I act just like my mother and I'm the same weight as my mother. And I said, do you notice your mother around you? And she said, yes, I think she's still with me. And I asked her if she would like to let her mother go, and she said, yes. And I asked the mother if she would like to be gone, and she said, no, I still need to take care of my little girl. And I said, are you aware that she is a grown woman now and can take care of herself? And the spirit entity attached said, no, I asked the woman to reiterate to her mother's spirit that she was a grown woman, could well take care of herself, and did not need her mother's controlling energy any longer around her. And then her mother agreed that she would leave, and I had the angels take her to the light. So, and I have many stories like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that the reason this is all coming up right now, guys, is because I've seen, you know, more of the entities, more darkness, more more attempts, you know, from the demonic side to create havoc, because it's kind of their last gasp, mm-hmm. you know. And I think that we're going to see more and more people that are going to be going around and looking for help. And, you know, anybody out there that gets the call mm-hmm. to do this, I think you need to pay attention. And I say that because I woke up this morning, and I told you guys about this today.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up and heard a voice saying, "The realm of the gnashing teeth is drawing near." I woke up and went, "What?"
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was kind of laying there. I was awake, but, you know, I wasn't quite, you know, conscious totally. And
mm-hmm.
and when that happened, I sat up and went, "What the hell does that mean?" I thought immediately of Stephen King's movie, The Langoliers.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought about the biblical references to there will be much gnashing of teeth in the end of days and all this kind of stuff. And I thought, wow, that's really interesting. I wonder what that means. And then I'm driving off to my appointment going, "Wait a minute, I hope that doesn't mean I have to worry about it."
It just means that things are becoming clearer as we move into the fourth and fifth dimension. Things are becoming clearer to us, and we're seeing more examples of darkness acting out.
Mm-hmm.
And I work with the dark forces in some sense, who because I remove dark ETs from people, extraterrestrial from people also, and I believe that they are the main force behind the dark forces
mm-hmm.
that bring sent entities into the world to cause chaos with light workers.
Mm-hmm.
They also send demons into the world to support dark workers, who are those who are aligned with the dark forces, and to bring about pain and suffering in the world.
Sure.
So the dark forces are largely made up of, you might say, whatever the fallen angels were, and dark reptilian extraterrestrials, and demons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
And they have the intent to control human beings. That's what they've always attempted to do, is to keep the light dim so that they can be in charge.
Well, I think one of the most important things here, especially with us talking about all this darkness and dark entities, is mm-hmm. to not allow yourselves to go into fear. And I'm talking to, of course, the audience.
Yeah.
You know, not to worry about what you're hearing. Yes, these things are out there. It's good to be aware, but everybody needs to take full responsibility for their God-Goddess selves, or their Christed selves, and by that I mean their best, happiest, highest self that is trying to emerge right now on this planet. Everybody's vibration is changing so rapidly that we're literally moving into the fifth dimension with our bodies. Our vibration is faster, mm-hmm. higher, and lighter than it's ever been, and not just in this lifetime, but in any lifetime. And so when they feel these energies, if it feels dark or negative, and they ask, you know, if you're not of the Christ vibration, you know, you can't stay around. If they keep feeling it, then command it. Use a commanding voice. I command you to leave my presence, and I forbid you from ever returning. And
yeah.
Don't be afraid, because that's exactly what they feed on. If you're afraid, or if you have your head in the sand,
mm-hmm.
then it's going to come up and kick you right in the butt. See,
and
a lot of light workers, they believe that, oh, you know, I shouldn't watch the news, or I don't want to be aware of anything negative or whatever. And if you bury your head in the sand, then when these things happen, then they go into fear because, oh, my God, that is real, or that really can happen, and then they don't know how to handle it, and then the being can attach themselves to them
uh-huh.
because they're in fear.
And what displaces fear for people is unconditional love of self, and it's not easy to learn. It's here on Earth, it seems to be a difficult state of being to learn how to be in. But I think the Ascended Masters and the Archangels give us examples of how to be in unconditional love with their self. And it behooves everyone to have a spiritual practice of some form so they can understand the truth about themselves and not be afraid of things in the unknown.
Yes, I think that's very important. Fear is really the only thing we have to fear. And I can tell you, you know, having to deal with, you know, people who have multiple personalities because of satanic rituals and and things like this, you know, first of all, it's a real pain in the butt and every place on your body to have to do soul retrieval on those kind of people.
Yes.
Because the darkness comes against you full force.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had somebody help me with that one time, and he said, I can't believe this. All I was doing was holding space. I feel like I've been in a battle. And he was sore for a couple of days, and I said, yeah, that's what I was telling you. You know, they come after you. And I found that it's a heck of a lot easier to remove these things now using the technique that you have, John, and doing it in my holographic projector room.
Yes.
Because the minute somebody comes in the door or even walks on the property here, if they have anything attached, they're paralyzed instantly because of all the protective stuff I have here. And so they're very quiet, you know. And I walk them into the room, and they call the archangels, and poof, that's it. It's gone, and it's done. It's easy. And I think that this is so important now. We all have to wake up. We've got to stand in our power. And, you know, Dr. Bell had said something, I think it was last year, that caught my attention, and he said, you know, there are entities out there that eat love for lunch. And he said, you can't get by with just love. You know, you have to stand in your full, true essence. And I thought about that, and I said, you know, that's really interesting. I've not heard that said before.
The part of that that's really great is our full essence includes our shadow self. And if we don't own our shadow self, the dark side of ourself, or those parts of ourselves that we hate or dislike or think of it as ugly or evil, we can never stand in our full essence and own all of ourselves and say, I am who I am, and I love myself the way I am, and I honor myself the totality of who I am.
Yeah, that's an important thing.
You know, with that, do you mind if I tell the story about what I told you at dinner time tonight about the trifold flame of God?
Oh, please do. That was great.
Well, you know, a lot of people, they have the idea that, yes, we're all a part of God, but they don't literally physically have it in their consciousness that they are carrying literally God's energy. And I had bought the whole 17, 18 books of, what's it called? Like the Magic Presence, the I Am Presence,
the I Am Discourses?
The I Am Discourses, yes. And when I bought these books, there was this little piece of paper that fell out, and it had this story. And this happened, I guess, back in the 1920s or the 1930s. And it was either Woodrow Wilson or Walter Winchell. I know it was a WW. And, of course, Woodrow Wilson was one of our presidents, and Walter Winchell was, I think, a media man, advertising or in the newspaper business. But one of these two, which I think it might have been the president, Woodrow Wilson, spoke to the graduating students on graduating day at the Cambridge University. And this little thing that fell out of the book was talking about this and said, this, the story I'm about to tell you is supposed to be on file at the Cambridge University. And he told the students that there was a physician who, upon x-raying the human heart, literally saw the trifold flame of God. I believe it was in the fourth chamber of the heart. He was so astonished, he went on to x-ray this human heart another 2,000 or 4,000 times. And each and every time he saw the trifold flame of God. Now, to those of you that have never heard that term before, the trifold flame of God is a gold flame up the middle with a blue flame wrapped around it and a pink flame on the other side wrapped around it. This is literally God's energy, and we are literally carrying this in our bodies. So you can't, hearing this, know all of a sudden, or just fall back on, well, I know I'm a part of God. You're literally carrying God's energy. So anything that you verbalize, anything that you think, you're in the process of creating all the time, because that's exactly what the God Force energy is creation. And I want people to understand that, because if they can be in their God self, not be in fear, however they think and however they feel will determine their experience.
Yeah, I think that's something that the people need to understand. That, and I think I've mentioned this before on a previous show, that if you say that you cannot love yourself, and you are made of God's substance, and you are made in God's image, and God loves you totally, and everything that is God, including the dark side, by the way.
It's like you're saying, you say you don't love yourself, you're saying you don't love God.
Exactly.
Yes. And we have to see ourselves as being enough, mm-hmm. that we don't need more. Let's say we don't need to have an angel with us. We don't need to have Jesus with us. We don't need to have something else, that we are more if we can come into our totality and accept our totality. We just have to know that we're enough.
Yeah, and I think it's important for people to start to realize, too, that we are more than we have been led to believe, so much more. And this is why I say we have to stand in our power now. People need to wake up and to remember,
mm-hmm.
because they've got us being asleep, you know, for a long, long time.
And the first step in that is to stand out of victimhood,
mm-hmm.
and to just abolish victimhood.
You know, we were talking about
that. No more victimhood.
Yeah, we talked about that at dinner.
Oh, okay.
Scotty and I, we were talking about how people need to take personal responsibility for every part of their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are all creating all the time, and the scary part is we're not creating alone.
Oh, no.
So that's why it's really, really important for people to stay out of fear as much as possible, which is why I thought this show is really important. You know, that we could actually bring this to people so they start to understand more and to remember things and to really to bring the light within ourselves more and more and more.
When I've conversed with demons, using the person who has a demon attached to them as a channel, I've found that most people, the doorway that most demons use to get to people and the doorway that most dark ETs use to attach to people is through fear.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most common doorway that's used.
Yeah.
And it just seems that men stay asleep to their fear and women stay much too open to their fear.
Yeah, I would agree.
That tends to be my view of the sexes on fear. Most men don't acknowledge fear.
Mm-hmm.
Most women give it too much power.
Yeah. I think you're really right there, and I think it's because, you know, we've kind of been conditioned to be that way throughout the millennia, and, you know, maybe it's in our DNA now, you know, I don't know. But
could be.
Yeah. But I think it's been acceptable for people to scream and run away and all that kind of stuff. But that all that happened, you know, before we were really fully in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were on autopilot, basically, and the ego took over. And that's why we have so much trouble with the ego now. And I think that if people would just kind of stand there and look at things and go, huh, what the heck is this? You know, and,
mm-hmm.
and not be in judgment about it, not
mm-hmm.
decide, oh, it's evil, oh, you know, this is scary.
Right.
You know, don't make that kind of decision. Don't attach any fear or any kind of emotion to it. Just kind of stand there and look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, people, you can do this. I mean, I've done it. I was taught to fear everything. That's how I was brought up. And I became very strong because I decided at some point that that was absolutely ridiculous, and I had to break myself of that. And so I, you know, especially because I was seeing all these weird things, you
yes.
know. And one of the things I realized is I watched a lot of sci-fi stuff and horror movies when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I realized it was because I wanted to learn how to deal with these things. And I can tell you that when weird stuff happens, if you stand there and you go, what? It's a whole different thing, you know. It usually stops.
It usually stops.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I mean, you can hear things, you can see things, especially here. There's so many things going on here. But you know, I usually just stand there and go, what? What do you want?
Mm.
And, you know, usually it's like, poof, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Valerie, can I ask John a question?
Sure.
John, what is the name of your book and what motivated you to write it?
Oh, the book is Adversaries Walk Among Us. And I was motivated for many years to not write it. But in 2001 in Oregon, I just started writing. And after a while, I realized that I had some information that I wanted to get to people, that these ghost entities can be removed not only from people but from their houses fairly simply and without going through all of the stress and strain and torment of, a Catholic religious exorcism,
mm-hmm.
and that these these energy packages are real. It isn't that you have to believe in demons or that you have to believe in ghosts, but these energy packages do attach within the energy body of a human being, and they do create conditions that can lead to disease, can lead to, it can lead to other things
mm-hmm.
happening. So yeah. I wrote the book because I felt I had information that other people could use.
Yeah, and I think it's a very, very good book. Listeners, if you want to get a hold of this book, you can go to www.adversarieswalkamongus.com. And the name of the book is Adversaries Walk Among Us, A Guide to the Origin, Nature, and Removal of Demons and Spirits. And or go to john-livingston.com. And check this out, because you need some way to deal with all of the things that are happening, which, by the way, are increasing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you need to deal with it from a space of non-fear. And to realize, you know, so many people come to me and they're so upset with their health and they don't know what happened. And I look at them and I go, I can see what happened. You know, I see somebody sucking on you right now. Or I see one of those tentacles, you know.
Well, John, could I ask you another question? John?
Yes.
Have you ever had or noticed any animals being possessed?
Yes, I've cleared many animals, particularly horses and dogs. Cats are pretty knowledgeable about entities. They watch ghosts walk around in a house, and they have nothing to do with them, whereas dogs sometimes are taken over, even by family members. Dogs or horses have been connected with for that family member to stay close to the family member as a spirit to stay close to the family. So, yes, I've cleared a lot of animals.
Have any of them been a negative influence on the animal? See, what I'm thinking here, I'm going to give you my train of thought here, is that I think it was in the Bible or someplace where it mentioned that towards the end times that even our animals would turn against us. And I was just thinking, wouldn't that be a great way for these lower vibrational entities or even demons to attack us, is even through our animals?
I think it's attempted, and every once in a while, some animals go berserk, and the reason is that a demon is involved. But mostly, what saves us is that the animals love us,
mm-hmm.
and that the dogs and cats and horses in particular have come to love human beings through a number of generations. And so the dark forces have more trouble mobilizing that energy against us.
So that's a good thing, listeners. Make sure that you give your animals extra treats and extra love. Keep that love going. And if you're mistreating any of them, you better stop now. And I've mentioned before on the show that I have seen animals really waking up lately. You know, it's not just humans that are waking up. You look around, even the insects are more aware.
Boy,
and
that
I
is
think
so
I noticed
true.
This
just
about
the other day, Valerie, I was doing a reading for somebody, and they'd asked me a question about their dog, and I have to write down the physical address because there could be other animals with the same name in the same town when I soul travel. It's not like remote viewing. I literally blend with either another person's energy in another city and state or an animal. And when I went into this address of this house, the dog literally perked its head up and its ears up like it knew I was there. And I even told the client in front of me, I said, oh, my God, your dog is so intuitively aware. It knew I was there. Isn't that wild?
Uh-huh.
Well, it makes sense. You know, I mean, I've had people pop in here and look at me, and I know they're here. I may not see who they are.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I can tell, you know, friend or foe, because the friends will come with love, you know, and I'll see, you know, like somebody that's 6 feet tall or taller that's bright pink.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll see this energy standing right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'm clued into it if I'm home because the cats will look over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll look at, where are the cats looking at?
Yeah. I think I would like to offer to people the thought that they can come to know their higher self as a strong power within them, as a very personal strong power to replace fear. And they can sit and close their eyes in a, say, a typical meditative stance, and call their higher self to come sit with them and sit beside them. Even if their higher self is within them and is a part of them, they can call their higher self to come sit beside them and to have a conversation with that spiritual part of themselves who knows everything about them in all of the times and dimensions that we're in all of our past, all of our future, and all of the many dimensions we may be in at this moment. Our higher self knows who we are and can give us advice about all of that, about
like
where
that.
We're going, about
right.
our path, and about how to remove fear from our life. I also was raised in a total environment of fear, being raised by my mother for my first 5 years, basically, and she was afraid of everything in the world. So I've come from there to a position of basically I'm free of fear.
Well, I have a phrase I like to offer to my clients a lot because, you know, it's hard to change how we think and therefore hard to change our actions, our addictions, or habits because as we're moving into this higher dimensional energy, the fifth dimension, our brains are still thinking in third dimension. And when you're trying to create or develop or do something in third dimensional states, when you're moving into the fifth, it doesn't work. And so there's a phrase that I give to people all the time so that it actually can, by saying it over and over and over again, and eventually the body starts to respond, the body starts to try and to create it. And that phrase is very simply, I am well, happy, and at peace within. Because just like in the Bible where it mentioned what God was about, it said, I am that I am. So every single thing that you follow the words I am with, you're creating, good, bad,
yes.
or indifferent. So so why not start on a mantra in your mind? Nobody has to know you're saying this. I am well, happy, and at peace within, because wellness could be any number of different things for that person saying it. Happiness could be winning $1 million and being at peace within. So that can help them. I know people that have done this for years, and it's literally changed their lives.
Wow, that's a good one. Thank
that
you.
That is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that I hope that people will call you guys. If you would give your contact numbers, I think that would be great because I'm sure the listeners have a lot of questions. They don't always call in, but, you know, they'll be sitting there and I'll find out, you know, a week or sometimes a month later of the impact that the show had on them. And I'm going, is there anybody out there? But they'll call or they'll email or something. And so if you would please give out your contact information, both of you, that would help. So, Scotty, you want to go first?
Sure. I work at the Center for the New Age, and the office number there is 928-282-2085. My home phone is 928-204-0787. My email address is Scotty Littlestar, spelled S-C-O-T-T-I-E, Littlestar, all ran together, Scotty Littlestar, at comspeed.net. And comspeed is C-O-M-M, like Mary Mary, speed, S-P-E-E-D.net. So it's Scotty Littlestar at comspeed.net. And just real quickly, I wanted to mention, there is a fabulous book that can help people change their lives on all different levels, and it's called The Writings of Florence Scovel Shinn. So if they'd like to know anything more about that, they can either call me or email because I don't want to take up any more time on the air.
Okay, thank you. And John?
My home office phone number is here in Sedona is 928-203-4096. And my email address is john.l@john-livingston.com. And you can connect with me through my website at www.john-livingston.com, where there's more information about the work that I do, the counseling work.
Thank you.
So thank you, Valerie.
Yeah, and also I think that the listeners should know that that you are a counselor, a clinical hypnotherapist, and past life regressionist since the 70s, and you've been a healer and a teacher since that time also. And, you know, so you're not just some guy off the street here in Sedona that I picked out.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't just start yesterday.
Yeah. You've been
and
around
I've
the block
been at the
a few
Center
times
for the New Age for
you've
over 11 years.
All this stuff and done the shamanic training. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an important thing for people to understand. And, you know, if you're having problems with this stuff, people, please do give John a call. If you'd like a reading, please do give Scotty a call. And if you've got a physical thing going on, you know, come on in and see me. And, you know, we are counselors and healers and all that kind of stuff here. And we're here to help you. And so I appreciate you guys taking the time tonight to get on the show here. And I think people should get your book, John, because I've had a chance to skim through it a little bit. And I've been impressed with that, and I'm impressed with the ease of this. You know, there are so many people out there that are really hurting, and they're in big trouble because nobody is going to help them. You know, it's very difficult to get an exorcism performed by the Catholic Church because, first of all, they want to make believe that these things don't really exist very often.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, a lot of them are actually possessed.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're not about to stop any of this, you know. So people, if you're suffering, you know someone in your life that is with this particular kind of a problem, or if you're not even sure and you're wondering if that's the problem, then
mm-hmm.
please do give John a call and see what's really going on. See if you can help yourself or help your loved ones, because there's no need for people to be suffering like this. It does not make you a saint. It makes you stubborn or something like that.
And I'll do a scan of them to see if they have any attachments or if their house has any attachments or their pets
mm-hmm.
Without any charge if they email me and ask me questions and give the names of the first names of the people in their family. I'll scan the entire family.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I bet some listeners are sitting up at this point going, hmm.
Uh-huh.
And I have one that I can't remember if I've told this on the show before, but when I was a home health nurse years ago, you know, everybody knew I was into the spiritual stuff, and so they sent me to this one house, and I walked in, and I could see the demons hiding behind these people's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody said anything to me. They were very quiet. I went in there, I did the wound care, and I left. And I got back to the office, and everybody was kind of sitting forward on their seats, and they said, so what did you think of that family? And I said, well, I thought they were perfectly fine for people that are possessed. And they all just kind of fell out of their chairs laughing.
Uh-huh.
And they said, well, that's what we thought, but we wanted to see what you thought, because, you know, they've been making noise and doing all this stuff when we're out there. I said, you know, they were very quiet when I went out there. And they said, well, did you exercise them? I said, oh, hell no. Why would I do that? They didn't
uh-huh.
ask me to.
They didn't ask.
Yeah, I said, they're happy with their demons, that's okay.
Right.
And I said, I'm not going to get myself in that kind of a situation.
And that's an important point to note to people, is that they have to ask for what they want, because otherwise we would be rescuers and stepping into their drama
mm-hmm.
and interfering with their drama if that's what they want to play out.
Come on, you can also take over their karma, too, by mistake.
Take on
their karma, because sometimes these things actually happen. So the person can consciously become aware of them, and maybe they're, you know, soldiers in training, and they would never have become that had they not had the experience.
That's right.
Yeah, so whether we like it or not, people, you know, unless somebody's asking for help, you know, you just kind of have to back off.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned that as a healer a long time ago. Not everyone wants or needs a healing. So with that, let us go ahead and end for tonight. Thank you very much, Scotty Little Star and John Livingston. Thank you very, very much for being on the show tonight, and I hope that this gets out to a lot of people. I hope that it helps them, and I think you're going to be getting quite a few calls.
Well, thank you, Valerie.
You bet. And you know, Scotty's been on the show before and does readings and things like that,
yeah.
So we'll have Scotty on the show again to do readings, and we'll have John back on the show to talk more about what's in his book and the workshops and everything that he does. And in the meantime, people, stay out of fear. And thanks so much again for being on. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. And next week will either be pre-recorded or you'll just get music. I'm not sure which is going to happen yet. Depends on my schedule. But the week after that, we'll be back with some interesting people again. And as usual, be healthy, be happy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.
Awaken, awaken, awaken.